Oh, I'm familiar. Yeah, we work with a lot of companies who use that program too. Yeah, if you like that, you'll love this. Let me grab that rate for you. I'm just bringing John to apply the rate reduction.
Thank you for holding. Is this Dennis?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dennis. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not bad, yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm on the right side of the dirt, you know? So can't complain. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
No, not really. I'm just curious about the price because I just signed out to Angie's list. And, you know,
Okay.
it's kind of, I can't be spending too much money.
Yeah. Well, there's some major differences between what Angie's List does and what we do, you know? Do you like that service so far?
I just signed up. I haven't even used it yet.
Okay. Well, they're a reseller, so they sell you leads, like individually. And they get their
Yeah, I
leads from...
know.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I think there's a delay in the line.
Yeah, somebody tried to call me, but they just hung up. I think that was you, Local Splash.
Yeah, I think, well, there's a few of my reps that are actually calling out on the spot right now. We're just looking for one of the fencing contractors in the area to fill it. But what I was getting at is HomeAdvisor by Angie's, they use Google advertising, kind of like what we're offering to do for you right now. That's how they get their leads that they sell to you. So they get it off of Google for, let's say they got it for $5 for one lead. They'll sell it to you for like 30 or 40, and it'll go to like four other guys, you know, and then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job because it's pay per
Yeah, I
lead,
know.
not pay per job, right? So with this position, you know, we'd be listing you independently on the first page of Google. So people who are looking up fencing contractor, one of the services you provide, they'd be able to see your independent Google business profile. Like with your business name, address, phone number. If they click on it from there, it calls you directly. So you're getting like live calls from people in real time who are actively looking for a fencing contractor. And we don't charge you, per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate in order to maintain your position on the first page.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we even have a spot available. When you do the search for fencing contractors, there's only three guys. It's River City Fence LLC, R Champ Fencing, and Taylor Outdoor Living. Have you heard of those guys?
I've heard of our champ.
Yeah, they don't get the best reviews, those guys, so I'm hoping if you decide to move forward, you get better reviews than that guy.
I sub through Lowe's right now, and I get the best reviews. So
Yeah, well, we didn't see
I didn't
anything
have that.
bad on you. That's why we're giving you an opportunity at it, is because we didn't see anything negative about you, at least from the 6 months that they have online that we could track. So,
No, I mean, I kind of follow through with everything I do. I mean, I run it as, you know, owner operator, so.
yeah, that's how you stay in business for a long time. If you take care of people, it usually comes back, you know, in one way or another. You know, it's good karma.
Absolutely.
So the placement, I mean, for the guys that are out there now, like R Champ Fencing, River City Fence, I mean, these guys, they're paying $499. It's called our platinum package that you would see there on the pricing page that Tara texted you. And that's because it comes with the website too. What I'd be willing to do, if you want to come on board with us month to month and give us a shot today, I would reduce the price down to just $299.
Okay.
And then I would lock you in at that rate. So you'll keep that deal as long as you want to continue to use it.
All right. And I gotta see my funds. I gotta see how much I got. It's fun. I'm going to pick up a check now, and I can do it. Hey, I'm running to the house real fast. I call you guys back. I just gotta check.
Well, we're just a Google partner. When the spot opens up, they give a list of qualified fencing contractors to our representatives, kind of like Tara that you were speaking to. There's like 40 of them down there. And then they just call down that qualified candidates list until we fill it. Once we fill it, they close it out. So I won't be able to sign anybody else up that does fence contracting in this area. Is there any way maybe you could put me on a hold while you do that? That way they don't send me another call in the meantime?
Give me a minute here.
Yeah, take your time. I got some emails I got to send out anyway, Dennis.
Okay. I'm just trying to park the truck in the driveway real fast.
Take your time.
And then I can go see how much I got in that account.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure after a month or so of this, you'll probably leave Home Advisor, and it'll really lower your overhead on marketing throughout the year.
I'm getting cold feet with them anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if the more research you do on those guys, I don't think you would have signed up with them in the first place, you know? If you just look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's a lot of nasty articles on there about business owners like yourself who are paying for leads, and then the lead's like a dead phone number. They get charged $100 for a phone number. It doesn't even go through or ring anywhere, you know? They have no way of verifying if the leads are legitimate or ever were legitimate. So sometimes people are skeptical a lot of the times, if it was even a real opportunity that they're getting charged for. The thing about being listed on the first page of Google is you're getting live calls from people. We're not just sending you phone numbers, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then you're not getting charged based on the leads. Yeah, it's a lot better that way. If they're already looking for a fencing contractor, they don't need to go through a third party. They just need to talk to you directly, Dennis.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to see what I can do here so I can check you while you're on the phone.
No problem.
How much you say it was?
With the discounts applied and the website included, it's $299.
If we do it right now, I can do it.
Okay. Let me create your account for you. I'm going to text you my direct number and extension. I just hit send on that. I'm going to be your account lead moving forward. So if you need help with anything or if you want some changes done quickly, that's how you get a hold of me. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Rogan, Rogan, Dennis6@gmail.com.
Rogan.
But I'm probably going to change.
Okay.
Yeah, Rogan Dennis6.
Okay. It's, your last name is Grogan, right? Grogan?
Well, no, shut the gate behind you. Yeah. No, you gotta shut the gate, Johnny. But this email is Rogan with the R, not Grogan. Rogan.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. So it's rogandennis6@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your business street address where I can send a Google PIN verification letter?
3209 Somerset Drive.
Hey, Willie Rudolph.
Orange Park?
Yes.
32065?
Yes.
Okay. They're going to send a postcard there. It's going to come in your mailbox,
oh,
Dennis.
Hold on. Oh, man.
You okay?
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Well, they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification
okay.
letter. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. But you can't miss the postcard. I mean, it says Google on it, big colorful letters, and I'll have your business name on it as well.
Okay.
All right. And I have the profile created. How do you want your hours of operation listed?
8 to 5.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, I work the weekends too. I pretty much work 7 days a week if I can.
Okay. You want me to go like 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and then Saturday, Sunday by appointment only? So that way they could call you, but you're not really expected to work those days unless you want to?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds really good.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not the cards yet, but cash and check, of course.
Okay. No worries.
But the card, I need to do it soon.
Exactly. I sent you my number, so whenever you do get it, just call in, and then I can update it on the site and on your Google business profile.
Okay.
All right. Have you established a logo for the company yet?
No, not yet. I'm working on that, too.
Okay. We can help you with that. I have a graphic design team in-house, and we can make sure we're not breaking any copyright laws.
I was wanting to get that little Irish guy, like the fighting Irish dude, pull up some post-hole diggers.
Like the Notre Dame one?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. My last name's Hill. I'm actually a quarter Irish, so I really like that.
All right,
something similar to the Notre Dame fighting Irish. That's a good starting point.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Come on.
All right. Come on, Bane. Stay in the house.
All right, so I have your business profile set. Before I take any kind of payment with you, I want to schedule a client interview. A client interview is where we do a lot of the customization of your campaign, Dennis. So we'll go over like all the services you offer, the service area you cover. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then we'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look or what you envision that looking like. So it sounds long, but it's really only about a 30-minute phone call. We do ask for an hour in case the call goes over. I have two more slots available today if you want to try to knock it out today. We could do it between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7.
6 and 7 would be better.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it between 6 and 7, and then I'll text you at 5 o'clock just as a heads up. If anything changes in your scheduling, just let me know when that text comes through. And then I could always push it to tomorrow, but I want to try to get everything done as soon as possible. If you're going to pay for it today and secure that spot, we're going to get started right away. I'm going to send your PIN, everything right now.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
With a card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
No, it's just under my name.
Okay. Any middle initial on the card?
On this one, no, just Dennis Grogan Jr.
Okay, and it's Grogan, right? Grogan?
Yes.
Okay. All right, on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4758.
4758.
3300.
3300.
1294.
1294.
And 6411.
6411. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/26.
Okay, and three-digit code on the back?
457.
45. Oh, my goodness. Okay, can you repeat it back to me? I registered it as a MasterCard, and it deleted the entire number.
Oh, yeah, it's a Visa.
Yeah, I should have known when it starts with a 4, but for some reason I didn't change it before I put the number in there, and it deleted it, X'd it all out.
Okay, it's 4758.
4758.
3300.
3300.
1294.
1294.
And 6411.
6411. Okay. And you said it was 11/26 as the expiration.
Yes.
and 457 on the back?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a invoice receipt. This is a business expense, so you'll be able to write this off. So I'm going to send the receipt with an outline for the Google advertising and all the products and features that we're providing for you. And then I'm also going to send over a form for Google verification. Are you, I mean, be candid with me, Dennis. Are you, like, tech savvy? Are you good at, like, with the smartphone?
Not that good, no.
No? Oh, okay. No, I appreciate it. I'd like to know right out of the gate, because then I can make sure that we're extra attentive in getting things done, you know? I can't just send you a text and expect you to do that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the texts I keep up with pretty good, you know. The texts I'm good with.
Yeah, so I'll show you right now. There's this form. It's pretty easy to fill out. You know, it has little links in there. It'll say, like, upload picture of license or business insurance. I know it might not be required by the state, but we want you to send in what you do have. And then they put a little badge on your Google account that lets the customers know that you've been Google verified. And that gives them kind of a peace of mind to know that, hey, you have these things beforehand. And we use those to kind of separate you from anybody else that's up there.
All right, cool.
Does that make sense? So it's pretty easy stuff. Here, I'm going to show you right now. And then once you have this, we're basically good to go until the client interview. But give me one second here. Okay, I think those are the two of them right there. They're going to look like two big paragraphs. But they have links in there. So one's like a link that says terms and it has your phone number. That's the one with the outline of the agreement. It's real easy. You just sign the bottom of that one. And then there's another one in there that'll say url.localsplash.com/Google.
To get your Google business profile verified?
Yep. So there's that one, and then there's the other one that's the outline of the agreement you sign off on. And that's it. Those are the only two things that you'll have to fill out ever. Once we have those signed, then we can go in there and do all the legwork on everything for you, build your site, everything, get it all set up, verify it with Google as if we're right there in-house with you.
All right. So it says photos at localsplash.com.
That's an email address. That's if you want to send in, like, any pictures of, like, before and after shots of work that you've done in the past, anything that you have that we could utilize. Like I said, people are visual buyers, you know, so we want to show some examples of what you can do. We don't have a lot of reviews right now until we get these clients under our belt and have them leave reviews, but, you know, I would like for you to send in whatever you have that you've built up over the last 6 months, if you have any pictures or any.
Oh, yeah, I got a few pictures, yeah.
Yeah, send it in. And I know you're saying, hey, you're not super tech savvy, but that number we're texting you from, that 877-635-6225, you dial it any time. You know, you hit extension 1, there's a live operator there that could walk you through it. Also, I sent you a text that has my direct number or an extension in there. Same phone number, you just hit extension 544. And I could walk you through it, too. So if you feel, like, overwhelmed or you're getting hung up on it, you know, we could jump on the line and get it addressed for you.
All right. All right. Cool. That sounds great.
Yeah, the first couple of days might be a headache just getting the paperwork over and then getting that form in the mail from Google, you know, but once we have all that stuff done, you won't have to do it again, you know, unless you move to like another area or something, you'll always be Google verified.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup. So obviously I want to thank you for signing up. I want to let you know too, like, all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance. You know, we do send everything in writing. To get results as fast as possible, we do ask that you're actively involved in your campaign. We want you to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us and your customers in order to maximize your success with the campaign. As a Google certified marketing representative, we also would like that you let us know before you add anything else online. What I did today with your package, Dennis, is I basically put you on a campaign where you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing and advertising is concerned. We're building you a .com. There's going to be Facebook ads in there. You're on the first page of the Google search results. That's the real money maker. But I tried to cover as many bases as I could, so that way you don't have to keep spending money on other platforms or have a bunch of different bills floating around. But we also don't want to duplicate any online listings. So if you are considering adding something, try to double check with us so that way we can make sure you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating anything. Okay?
Okay.
I want to keep your marketing, your overhead as low as possible. The idea here is after a month or two of this, I want you to feel comfortable leaving Home Advisor if you're not already there without losing any sleep over it, you know? And then,
well, I haven't even used them yet. I mean, so I'm kind of over them already. It's been over a month.
Oh, wow. It's been over a month and you haven't gotten anything?
Well, it took that long for a background check. I don't know what's going on, but everything passed, I went through.
Yeah, they're dragging their feet.
I mean,
they're coming
to
the
road county, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get my money back if I can, someone, to be honest with you.
You should be able to. It sounds like you haven't really done much. So I would definitely go down there or call them up and dispute it. If not, you could always go down to your bank and dispute it that way and just kind of stop all future transactions with them. I'm sure it would be an easy fix. Probably take you 20
minutes.
I'm going to kill it tonight when I call you back. Okay. Your first payment did charge today. It's the second at $299. I locked you in at that discounted price of $299. It's set up to reoccur each month on the second day. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. All we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the second day of the month so we could stop the billing cycle and it doesn't charge you. And it asks if you agree to those. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. So you should have everything in writing there. You got my direct number and extension. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. You know, we're not going to get paid unless you get paid, so it's important to us. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday, and then we'll circle back with you here shortly at 6 o'clock for that client interview.
All right, awesome. Thanks, man.
You're welcome, Dennis. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.